Books on Tape presents Conduct Under Fire, Four American Doctors and Their Fight for Life as Prisoners of the Japanese, 1941 to 1945, by John A. Glusman. Read by Arthur Morey. A note on names. Throughout Conduct Under Fire, I have followed the Japanese custom of using family names first and given names last. Patriotism is selfless, and it is not the generals who are the bravest. They usually have the means to stay away from the battle and thereby lengthen their lives. The bravest are usually those whom we do not know or hear about. It has always been the many faceless men, those foot soldiers who have suffered most, who have died. It is they who make a nation. F. Cianil Jose. Dusk. Prologue. Government Ravine has fallen off the map. None of the Filipinos we meet on this tiny tropical island have heard of it. My father remembers its general location, but it has been nearly 60 years since he was on Corregidor, bivouacked with the U.S. 4th Marines on the night before he became a prisoner of the Japanese. We step through 4-foot-high talahib grass, mindful of the fact that we are in a natural habitat for pythons and vipers. We skid down a mud-slick embankment, grabbing onto eucalyptus saplings for support. I keep my eyes on exposed, gnarled roots, only to feel a dangling vine, as brown as twine, wrapped around my neck. The shade of the jungle canopy offers respite from the blistering sun. The trees are more mature, and we can make out remnants of an old dirt road at the top of a ridge that drops...